Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Upstairs, Downstairs, Season 2, Episode 3, A Perfect Specimen of Womanhood.
We really don't know why we keep saying Upstairs, Downstairs that way, but we just...
It's like Mansfield Park.
It is a bit like Mansfield Park.
Or Northanger Abbey. We just have to say it a certain way.
And upstairs, downstairs. You know, it's got the inflections in it. So I can see that.
Sure.
We have our usual caveats, which include that there will be cursing. 100% sure.
It is a certainty at this point.
And we also are going to have spoilers for this show. Again, this is a really... Downton Abbey-esque show.
Don't compare it to Downton Abbey.
It's nowhere near as good, but I shouldn't say
in
that.
In quality, no. In similarity of it being a period drama, yes.
Well, it has, you know, the servants and lords and ladies and all that stuff. So there are similarities in that.
Not in quality.
This
doesn't even reach the heights of Downton Abbey Season 5.
Ouch.
I was re-listening to our Downton Abbey episodes, which are great. You should listen to them. And I'm at the end of season 6, which you know I love. Uh-huh. And I'm on like the second to last episode, which again, you know I love.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, when I was listening to our season 5 episodes, I was like, were we disappointed? Yes, but we were mostly disappointed in the fact that the quality declined a little bit compared to what we had been expecting from previous seasons. Compared to whatever the fuck they're doing in season 2 of Upstairs, Downstairs, which is completely derailing all these characters.
Yeah.
Most of them anyway. Like, they do improve on certain characters. It's just not the ones you'd expect.
Yeah, I get it. So Upstairs, Downstairs, we are also having something to drink. I haven't even gotten to that part. We are definitely at the good part now. And I'm going to talk about what we're having because it was my idea.
Yes,
we are having crack baby cocktails. There is a reason we're having crack baby cocktails that will become apparent as the episode proceeds. But color, the fact that it talks about babies.
Trigger warning for miscarriages.
So now you've given away the spoiler that was the actual drink. Mm-hmm. For those of you who have not tried a crack baby cocktail, you will remember our crown episodes where we discovered.
You might remember the crown episodes.
Where we
I'm going to listen to those next after Downton Abbey. So I'm excited.
So we discovered that the current Princess of Wales had this at her reception. Because it is just so tasty. And it is.
It's
fabulous.
Tell
it has
in it.
Vodka, Chambord, strawberry puree, and passion fruit puree. And the combination, I play with the measurements like every time you find a bunch of different things online because usually they make it in large amounts, like pitchers. We did not.
Oh, that would have been great as a pitcher. Shit.
Stop.
Sorry.
We cut like different drinks for different episodes that we need to think about.
Well, no, just for future reference.
Yeah, true. It is super tasty and it will make us happy because something needs to make us happy in this fucking episode. So let's get started.
All right. Episode 3, A Perfect Specimen of Womanhood. We see the house waking up and preparing for the day. Agnes mentions to Blanche that she's going to an empowering women's exercise club. And Blanche mentions that Percy's sulking and we haven't seen her. She hasn't come down yet. And all that stuff. She's being annoying and Percy-like. And so Agnes brings Percy some breakfast in bed. She even complains about that. Percy does.
Yeah, what a freaking whiner. I'm sorry. You're an adult. I don't care how depressed you are about your man that you abandoned you or whatever weeks ago. Because they say it's been weeks. It's like, this is ridiculous, pathetic wallowing at this
because
point.
That's Percy.
Well, it's kind of like, and you want like a Dowager Countess in this situation to come in
absolutely.
And say, you're a woman of reasonable intelligence. Find something to do.
Anyway. Agnes brings Percy some breakfast and gets into bed with her, telling her to kind of like using that as like, hey, remember when we used to do this, like huddle for warmth in our castle, and it wasn't anything like a castle we would want to be in, and all that stuff, trying to like reminisce. But then Percy starts talking about her Nazi boyfriend from before, her ex-boyfriend, and Agnes is like, we don't talk about him anymore. We're not gonna do that. And Percy gets upset, and but Agnes is like, Percy, just use this as your fresh start. Don't like wallow in the past. War's coming, changes are going to be made. Use those changes to your advantage and make something of yourself. Like, do something. I'm adding a lot more like context to that than they do, but you know, it's in the underlying subtext.
We
It
are trying
reminds
to
me of
make this a more intelligent conversation than it is portrayed on screen. That's what we're trying to
what
say.
my problem with these, with this show in particular, is that they have good ideas. They start the good idea in a scene, and then they immediately end the scene.
It with something else that is
The
irrelevant.
scenes themselves are so short that they can't, like, they're so underbaked because they have the potential to be really good. The idea's there. These plot lines could happen, but they just need time to breathe. And none of it is happening.
Right, so like, and because of that, that's part of the reason we complain about the pacing. So the intercut stuff, and we've talked about how I feel about intercut montages and things like that. It is fine to me if there are kind of parallel stories, like you're trying to show that, oh,
There's a point.
so and so is, doing a montage of getting ready for X, and so and so is getting ready for Y, and
Well,
look how similar these things are, even though they're upstairs and downstairs. But we're not getting that at all.
for example, like the end of Game of Thrones, like a montage of different people getting coronated and stuff like that. That makes
Crowned, you
sense.
mean crowned?
Clever. Crowned and or getting ready for an adventure or doing something different. They're getting ready for something, their next big future adventure. That makes a lot of sense to have those intercut. However, for most of Upstairs, Downstairs, there's no reason for them to be. And there are some montages in this episode that work, but because we don't need like full scenes for it. However, the way that they do it is just like it's so choppy. And I often needed to pause the episode so that I could catch up with my thoughts for that scene because they weren't fully formulated yet.
All right, so notes that we make, and this is part of the reason our coverage of this is going to be uneven, is because the
Scattered.
show is, I'll have a single sentence about part of a scene between two characters,
And
and
then it
then a
moves on.
sentence, and then, well, it moves on, but it comes back to that same scene with another sentence's worth of stuff. It's like, why didn't you just do the whole scene?
Really.
It
It's
makes
ridiculous.
sense to me, like, if there's a conversation between these two characters, let's hear the whole conversation. And sometimes, like, they'll have a conversation and then, like, dead time, and you're kind of going, what the hell just happened here?
Anyway, continuing on, a woman, Portia, shows up at the British Museum and recites a poem to Blanche, and things are clearly awkward. And she reveals that she was the one who sent that letter, the letter that started with "My dearest love." And
Right,
so
so
we now know that
obviously,
Blanche is lesbian.
right, which we
And
probably suspected anyway.
yeah, why
Not
else would she be
surprising.
burning the
Well, but it's not surprising.
letter? And so, and she, but she also, like, Portia assumed that she burned the letter as well, which is kind of funny that she knows how dramatic she is. It's very funny, which kind of shows how well they know each other. She is a mother, and she called her most,
Portia is.
Portia is a mother, not Blanche. Portia is a mother, and she called her most recent child Isis, which seems significant to Blanche because it has something to do with, obviously, like the god, the Egyptian god.
Right, so yeah, they're quote. She's quoting the poetry. She has her kids are with her, so she clearly has children and is in some sort of relationship. We then cut immediately to the single sentence I have about Beryl tries to help Agnes, and Agnes decides that she wants Beryl to switch with Eunice. So Eunice has been the lady's maid. She wants Beryl to switch into that role, and
She's not
Eunice.
only been the lady's maid, she's been the kitchen maid as well. So she's doubling up anyway. And then so she's like, okay, Beryl, you do the lady's maid stuff. You don't need to be a nursery maid anymore, even though that's what I hired you for. Now, Eunice, who likes the children, when I've seen her interact with a child, seems to like children. And so you're going to do completely different jobs. It's like,
Right.
okay.
But again, Beryl has two jobs too. She's also a
Yeah.
parlor maid. So they're intercutting stuff. That is like the entire sentence. You see Beryl's face go, "What?" And then we cut right back to
Went to
Portia and
Portia,
Portia.
who
What the fuck, people?
they talk about how Portia is, she's a writer, a wannabe writer, and she has a story that she's going to get published,
The Golden Blaze.
and it's about them with different names.
Thinly veiled.
Thinly veiled. She tells her that no one will know it was them. Sure. Portia's husband seems to have an they seem to have an arrangement where, like, he was okay with her being with Blanche for a time, but he basically, it's an arrangement so that he doesn't divorce her, essentially. And
It's a
so
little unclear
it's
what.
very weird. I don't
I
understand
think
the
it's money
arrangement.
related, but
I
it's
think
money and
so.
status related because Portia, I guess,
It
wants
would
to
be a
keep that.
public, it would
But
be a
she
public
doesn't
divorce.
say that.
No.
And she didn't change the genders in the
No, it
book.
was still two women.
So, like, people are gonna know.
But like she's using a pseudonym as an author as well, but it was clearly an author. Great. Anyway,
The pseudonym, no.
Beryl is now a senior house parlor maid slash ladies maid without a change in pay, which is ridiculous. And Eunice needs to split her time in the kitchen and the nursery, so she has no free time
Yeah,
anymore,
she's
ever.
basically all of
Not like
Blanche.
she had free time before, but like
Really.
even less now.
And Pritchard's pissed off because, like, no one asked him.
Yeah, a bit. Agnes goes to the League of Health and Beauty, which involves people from all walks of life, which is very nice and inclusive. It's very ridiculous. It's very funny.
It's like the YWCA or something.
Yeah, it's very funny. Anyway, Agnes, yeah, that was Agnes, sorry. Eunice and Beryl are struggling with the workload, and this is intercut with Agnes working out
Yeah,
in a very ridiculous way.
because that's similar.
I don't know.
It
They're
makes no
working
sense.
hard or hardly working. Blanche looks at old pictures and letters from Portia, okay,
And is caught by Amanjeet, sort of.
who's concerned for Blanche's well-being, but she dismisses him. Okay.
Right. He also says he has a bunch of new applications because they still are working on bringing children in from Germany.
Yeah. Percy tells Hallam that she's pregnant and not to tell Agnes.
Oh, fuck. And
Percy
the
wants.
reason that this comes up is that Percy is drinking. Hallam comes in and he's like, "Oh, you need to go riding." And she's like, "Oh, by the way, I'm pregnant." And Percy does not want Agnes to know. Percy says that she wants an abortion and she wants Hallam to pay for it because
He's like, I'm not gonna do that, it's against the law.
yeah, it's illegal. I'm not doing that. You need to just like, find another way of managing this.
Yeah. Anyway,
With
Blanche
Blanche.
sees the book go on sale and buys it.
Portia's book,
It's dedicated to the name I can't write. Ugh, that's actually kind of hot, honestly.
yeah.
If they were gonna do that's
She,
cute.
who must not be
It's written better.
named.
It's essentially their love story. We hear some voiceover if we're reading it, whatever. Agnes wants Beryl and Eunice to go to the League of Health and Beauty during their time off, which, what?
Time
No.
off means I don't answer to you anymore, bitch.
Exactly. The fuck?
That's what time off is.
And so Beryl is pissed. Can't blame her. Blanche tells Portia that she read the book and they kiss, but she also realizes that they need to stay a secret, but will want to see each other again.
Yeah, she shows up at Portia's house, and I guess Portia is having a launch party of some kind
Yeah, but
with her
not at the,
publisher.
I guess. But
So.
I would also like to say, I think the timeline of their relationship is that a couple years ago, before I think Portia had children, they were
Portia and Blanche,
lovers.
yeah, were
And
lovers in
then,
like Egypt or something.
yeah, something like that. And then Blanche got fed up with, like, I guess gave her an
Sharing her,
ultimatum,
yeah.
I suppose. And Portia chose her husband. And so, okay, that shows you where she stands. And then
You
they,
would think.
yeah. And so they separate for, I think, 3 years or something like that, probably
It's
more.
probably more.
It has to be more because the
Yeah,
children
kids
are
are,
older.
yeah.
I don't
Kids, the
know.
kids are grade school age,
I
so.
don't know how long it's been, but either way, they are obviously reunite at the museum, and then she reads the book and she's like, "Oh, you still love me?" Because who could have written that
Yeah,
and not been in
obviously.
love with me? And it's like, okay, sure. And then they
Well,
kiss, and then it's just like, yeah, no, this
but
is
they nearly
great.
get caught by the Duke of Kent, who apparently is
That's
everywhere.
hilarious. And then talks to Hal immediately after about, hey, you want to read that book? I think you need to ask Blanche about it. It's like,
because it's
okay.
going to be in the news
Yeah.
tomorrow.
Hallam is also being sent to Germany by his boss.
Oh
Anyway.
yeah, and during this conversation, the Duke of Kent kind of is like, hey. That thing you're going to Germany for will be a waste of time because it's about Czechoslovakia. I mean, they feel like the Czechoslovakian president, king, whatever, is
Something.
weak. But by the way, you need to get on this book thing because the book thing matters.
Hallam confronts Blanche about the novel.
In front of
Portia,
Agnes.
yeah, and Portia is still married to a Viscount, so that would be a very public and messy divorce if they had to, or a scandal in general. Agnes wants Hallam to.
Right, there is a mention in there that she is somehow related to the Earl of Carnarvon, who, for those of you who don't know, people, the Earl of Carnarvon owns Highclere Castle, which is the building that we see in Downton Abbey, and so there's like a connection there. And by the way, the Earl of Carnarvon, in one of the generations, did a bunch of Egyptian anthropological work. Or archaeological work. And so there, I guess, is a connection there as well. So it makes some
Fascinating.
sense.
Agnes wants Hallam to intervene before the papers run the story, but they can't. It's going to be breaking anyway. Hallam re literally reads the story in the paper the next day.
Percy thinks this whole thing is hilarious, by the way. And
Yeah,
Agnes is like, eh, we'll manage.
Agnes is staying calm about the situation and defending Blanche, which is amazing. I will say, with especially in these next two episodes, I think they really helped Agnes unflop
As a character.
as a character, because she was never really in anyone's corner but her own last season, and a bit with Hallam, a bit on Hallam's side, but not necessarily like listening, actively listening to him about his complaints about work, all that stuff. Important communication things in a marriage. And so she wasn't really pulling her weight on that part. However, now she's being more open mind more open-minded and kinder in general. She's trying to help Percy out because she feels an obligation to her sister. She is defending Blanche because love who you love.
Blanche's family, yeah.
Blanche's family, and you want to defend your family. And yeah, don't you, Hallam? And so yeah, she's better, I think. Obviously, she's still not listening to the servants, and that gets rectified in this episode, but
Yeah.
it's messy. It was messy before. It's a little bit cleaner now, but the other things are messy
Right.
around it,
But
so
here's one of the things that Agnes is doing that is idiotic. She
yeah,
is making
there's a balance
poor
there.
Eunice and Beryl come to these stupid exercises. And of course, Eunice, and it's not because of anything other than she's just not good at the exercises. And she
She's
isn't.
not
And
very coordinated.
she feels really like everyone's making fun of her. She gets kind of
No.
like things are being pointed out about, oh, you're not lifting your leg high enough or whatever. We see
She
that
doesn't,
during.
she's not able to keep time with the music that they're playing, which is hysterical music.
It's
Anyway.
really stupid. So anyway, Hallam meets Percy in the park because it's the only place they can meet. And he wants to send her to the seaside. And Percy's like, no, and I won't have the baby, so you're gonna have to pay for an abortion. And he's like, no.
Or tell Agnes.
Or tell Agnes and he's like, no, he'll tell Agnes before he would pay for the abortion, is basically the way he's talking about it.
You know what, fair.
Mr. Amanjit, however, tries to protect Blanche from the there's the st servants are all reading the book,
Yeah.
and they're all like, "Ooh, what's going on with Blanche upstairs?" They talk call her doctor, whatever her last name is, and Mr. Amanjit's like, "Yeah, she's fine. She's one of us." Very loyal. Love that about him.
Beryl talks to Spargo about the increased workload and the scandal and such, and they clearly have a vibe. It's a good vibe. Good for them. Anyway, Blanche and Portia, sorry. are having a blissful time just hanging out with each other, talking
So
about.
wait. You skipped one significant thing that is going to, it is,
Go on.
it becomes significant as it goes along. Percy, while Beryl is talking to Harry in the garage, because she'd taken the vacuum cleaner
Oh,
there
yes.
for repairs, Percy calls the garage and Beryl answers.
And she's like, "What are you doing in the garage?"
And then she's like,
Anyway, like she should care, whatever. I don't fucking care. Anyway, Blanche and Portia are having a blissful time just hanging out with each other, talking about how they should have been together this whole time and blah, blah, blah. Cute. Percy is going for a ride, pregnant, and pulls a Margaret when Hallam questions why she's there.
Yeah,
She starts like galloping off, and then she almost pulls a Kate in Bridgerton season two and almost fall, like is bucked off her horse,
but not quite.
but not
So
quite.
part of what leads up to this is that Percy has a new riding habit, and she's gained some weight, and Agnes has noticed, and they're having a conversation about it, and they talk about how Hallam's just such a good guy. He takes care of everybody, blah blah blah. So when Percy shows up right on horseback and Hallam is kind of like, what's going on here? Percy, this is a deliberate act on her part because she wants Hallam to be scared for her and come to her rescue. And because this is part of what Agnes has noted about him too.
He's definitely like a he has like a hero complex,
Savior complex.
savior
Yeah.
complex.
So Hallam, of course, is like, oh no, you shouldn't ride in your condition. And she's like, well, you could do something about that, like pay for an abortion.
Oh no.
Johnny is trying to talk Harry into taking Beryl out on a date because he can see, like
Which is so
everybody else can.
sweet.
It is
I
super
love
sweet.
Johnny just being like, why haven't you asked her out on a date? And he's just
Like,
like, okay, well, we can go like out dancing. And he's like, no, she's already working so hard. She's so dead tired. Take her to the movies.
Yeah, take her to
Something
the nice one with
simple.
the nice velvet chairs.
In Mayfair.
Yeah, take her get you a nice movie.
It's adorable.
It is.
I love Johnny and Spargo's little friendship.
Yeah.
Agnes bids Hallam goodbye sweetly, and she's just like, oh, good luck in Germany, all that stuff. She's again clearly making an effort. Percy is going to go riding again, and Hallam is having none of it. He says he will raise the notion of her leaving this for the seaside again, essentially to have the baby in private and then have it adopted.
Right, that's the plan.
It's kind of like how Edith went to Switzerland and all that stuff.
To get better at French.
And if she refuses, yeah, and if she refuses, he's going to involve Agnes, which I think they should have done from the beginning, but fine. Agnes
Yeah.
is giving Beryl even more work, and she is really struggling.
Right. So this is like the stupid things Beryl, she wants Beryl to do. She wants
A protein wash.
a protein wash because her hairstylist is unavailable. So she wants to have a protein wash, which involves like mixing up eggs and some other
Fresh
shit.
eggs.
And poor Beryl, in order to do this, because she had been like scrubbing the fire irons or whatever in the parlor, has to go scrub all of the tarnish and stuff off of her hands, all the dirt and ash and everything else,
Change her whole
change her
outfit.
whole outfit because when she's doing
Ladies'
ladies'
maid.
maid stuff, she has to wear a completely different outfit, go upstairs, mix up the thing, and do all this work for Agnes, and Agnes just does, she doesn't see it. She does not comprehend that
Ridiculous.
it's how ridiculous this is. So,
So Beryl and Eunice are both exhausted, and Beryl goes to the Girls Friendly Society to register a complaint in Eunice's name
right.
because she can handle it. She doesn't like it, but she sees how Eunice is struggling with it and she wants to help her, which is very noble of her. Portia and Blanche are stealing moments together. Portia invites Blanche to stay at a recently inherited house with her alone for the weekend. The woman from the Girls Friendly Society attends,
Shows up
shows
to
up to the
inspect the
house.
house.
Yes. And she talks to Agnes about improving the conditions and canceling the exercise classes, and Agnes begrudgingly agrees and
Yeah, Agnes
starts,
is
is kind of
pissed.
forced to see the conditions that the girls are living in. They have to sleep in one bed. It's just like, well, based off of recent allegations about your household, maybe you shouldn't want them sleeping in the same bed. It's like, okay, that's fucking
Well, what
stupid.
no, what she says is it's unhygienic, and you have these allegations about your
It is
household.
unhygienic,
You know,
but
so it is unhygienic.
anyway,
But yeah.
so Eunice is forced to go to the dentist when she is inspected by the Girls Friendly Society person because she has a lot of problems with her teeth. And so, not wanting to seem like she doesn't take care of her servants,
Right, and she
Agnes
also
sends her
needs
to the dentist.
an eye exam and some other stuff. So all of a sudden, like, she's getting actual medical care
Good
and
for her.
management, and she's going to
And
get some time off and stuff like that.
yeah, and so, yeah, she's off. Eunice is upset at Beryl for making her go to the dentist.
Yeah,
So
because
it's
she
like,
doesn't want to go to the dentist.
whatever,
But
she's
they're
being
all,
dramatic.
like, all of the other servants, Prichard and Amanji particularly, are pissed at Beryl for having reported
Oh,
this.
fuck off.
And Beryl's like, look, you know, this is unfair to everybody and it should help all of us.
Yeah, this is a net positive. Like, we are getting treated better. They're starting to think of us as human beings because we are. We're not machines. And she constantly, throughout the episode, Beryl's comparing them to machines of like, we are not machines.
We are
Like,
humans.
we have like
Needs.
needs.
Things.
We get tired. We need breaks. We need this, that, and the other.
Percy,
Johnny's
meanwhile,
also kind of complaining in the background, is
he's
just
like,
like,
no one's looking
you
out for me.
know what?
Percy, on the other hand, is stalking Harry. Gross, Spargo, I
Spargo.
mean. And you can tell that he wants her to be out of his garage. She's like in the garage. She's like, oh, where do you keep the newspapers? Oh, you know, what's been going on with you? And he's kind of like, get
He is so done with
out.
her bullshit. Good.
Yeah, get out.
Agnes and Blanche talk about how she has given the staff the evening off because of all this kerfuffle. Pamela will be coming home for the week, which is great. Agnes doesn't want Blanche to cower away from her feelings for Portia, which is very sweet. This is a great moment. I love Agnes and Blanche's friendship. It's now just now. Like, you know what, in like a regular show they would develop it more, but no, it just happens to be in this episode, just happens, and
Out of
that's
the
fine,
blue.
out of the blue. And so, and that's it's nice of her to want to support Blanche. That's really great. Percy finds an ad for an abortion and is like, okay,
Ugh.
sounds like a good plan.
Eunice and
That
Beryl are,
won't go
sorry.
poorly. That won't go poorly.
It will, yeah. Eunice and Beryl are let out of going to classes. We get to see a montage of all these upgrades, like, you know, the beds being moved in, all that stuff. And that's intercut with Agnes going to visit Rosebuck. And
Yeah, sorry, you were doing a
the
good voice.
reason for that is that when Eunice came to work for the house, I guess anyone underage comes to work for the house, guardianship was given to Rose, the housekeeper. As you know, like somebody who's supposed to look after their health or whatever. And Agnes wants to have that transferred to her since Rose is unavailable. So they have a really lovely conversation. Rose is happy to see that Agnes is being taken care of, and she signs the guardianship over of Eunice. And then Rose wants to give Agnes her key to the house back. And Agnes is like, no, that's you need to have it so you can come home.
I would also like to say there are two things I'd like to add to that. Agnes admits that the girls deserved better, so she is seeing that, and so she's making the changes accordingly, which is great. That's
I love
good
some of those.
growth.
Like Rose is kind of like, oh, you know, that Girls Friendly Society woman was always like getting in everyone's business. It's not a real thing. Because I grew up that way. I was fine with all the
Yeah.
privations. Anyway, go
And
ahead.
also, Rose even noticed the change in Agnes's perfume, and not Hallam, who lives with her and sleeps next to her.
And has sex with her because they have a recent child.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't
At least
know.
within the last 9 months.
Yep.
And so, what the hell? Anyway, Hallam is at a bar in Berlin and meets with Percy's old flame.
Ugh.
He tells him that she's pregnant. Percy apparently worked her way through the German ranks, essentially.
Yeah.
And he leaves Hallam the responsibility of the
It's
child.
like, you can be the noble guy. I'm not bothered. He actually, in the conversation, assumes that Hallam's sleeping with her, too.
You know what? That's not a bad assumption. But it's very funny That you know what? I would be mad at him in any other situation, but with Percy, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, she's a hoe.
She's a
So he
hoe,
is
and she
too.
got what she deserved. She got hers. Anyway, Spargo takes Percy at her direction to a clinic for an abortion. He doesn't know that's what it's for, but whatever. Portia and Blanche go on a walk through the forest and she shows her a secluded cabin. It's like, it's for you to live in.
It's kind of like this weird Hansel and Gretel kind of situation.
It's extremely Hansel and
It's
Gretel.
very strange.
Anyway, after the abortion, Spargo takes Percy to a hotel for a brandy,
And he doesn't want to.
even though she's clearly
Well,
unwell.
she also has suitcases. So and she's like, "Oh, you take my bags in and I'll get a room and blah, blah,
Yeah.
blah." And he's like, "I really don't want to. I think you need to go home. You don't look good." And she's like, "No, I'm staying here."
And he's like, I need to tell somebody. And then he's like, I'm gonna tell her ladyship. It's like, no, tell Hallam. It's like, what?
So yeah, well, and of course, Hallam is coming back from Germany.
We'll get back to that after this bullshit where Portia reveals, like, after post love making is like, oh yeah, by the way, that house is just for you. I'm not gonna be living with you.
Yeah, that little cottage.
That little cottage, just for you, secluded. I'll visit on the weekends. It's
Yeah.
like, she's not your fucking pet.
Oh, but
She's not a sex doll for you to play with.
in Portia's mind, that's definitely a
She's
thing.
such a fucking asshole. I hate her.
At first, Blanche is thinking, "Oh, we're gonna live there together, and it's gonna be great." But then it's like Blanche will be the kept woman, and part of what had come up in this,
She'll be her
part,
mistress?
yeah. So part of what had come up in their conversations was all of the archaeological conversations they had had. Apparently, at one point, Blanche had used the phrase that there's beauty in broken things or in incomplete things, and this was something that came up in some of their post-coital conversations before. And so she brings up again, but okay, just because we're broken as a couple, it's the beauty of broken things or beauty of incomplete
I
things.
get everything and you get jack shit.
Yeah, exactly. And Blanche is like, what are you talking about?
Why don't you like
Well, yeah,
them?
I love my husband and my kids too. And I guess I'm broken. I mean, it's like she doesn't get that this is a problem.
Like, how does she not understand how that makes her feel? Like,
It was
obviously
bad
she's.
before, it's bad now.
Yeah, and I feel so bad for Blanche
Me
because she was
too.
getting her hopes up about their relationship.
Absolutely.
And Portia does bring up a fair point that, listen, I can't have him divorce me because we have kids now. I want to keep my kids. And it's like, okay, but then what the fuck was this? Like, if you were still going to make a
It was our
sane
time in the
decision.
woods. Into the woods without delay.
Okay. Anyway,
Sorry, I tried.
whatever, you made me lose my train of thought. Anyway,
Yeah.
Hallam goes to the hotel room where Percy is, but she tells him not to call a doctor because she just broke the law.
Well,
Blanche realizes the problems with the plan and how
she's
she'd be kept like a
devastated.
pet.
Oh.
And it's devastating. It's very
And
sad.
Agnes, she goes home, and Agnes ends up comforting Blanche, who is just destroyed by this whole thing. It's just awful. Meanwhile,
Hallam takes care of Percy.
and
He
he feels sorry for her.
tells a story about how he won a box of biscuits that he kept, like he kept the box on his dressing table, but Agnes didn't like it, so she got rid of it and got him something like more like in vogue or like more aesthetically pleasing. Percy lost the baby, and Hallam flushes it down the toilet.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
Can we talk about how gross this
I would
is?
just like to say that I don't know how far Percy was along, and obviously this is possible, but the way it happens is she's like, okay, you need to take me to the bathroom, and he's like, okay, cool. And so he takes her to the bathroom, and she closes the door, he's outside, and she's on the floor of the bathroom. She's like really upset. He knocks on the door and he's just like, okay, what's going on in there? Are you okay? And she's just like, is it over? It's like,
Yeah.
yeah.
So
Like,
I'm guessing there is something recognizable on the floor.
no, it's in the It's in the toilet.
Oh, whatever. Okay, something
And he
recognizable.
has to flush
Somewhere.
it, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And oh, it just makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, no.
Anyway,
Sorry.
and not to say that she couldn't exercise her choice for like doing that, but it's just like that's making your
There were a lot of other options.
brother-in-law flush it down the toilet. It's insane. Anyway,
He lies to the doctor for her. He
yeah.
calls the doctor and says she has a miscarriage in the middle of the
Well,
night.
even before that, they go to, he like holds her while she cries and all that stuff. He's comforting her,
I
all the
feel
stuff you
sorry for
do.
her.
And then he wakes up snuggled up with Percy in bed, fully clothed. And I wrote, ah.
Yeah, I've got feel sorry for her in all caps with question marks. But yeah, he then in the morning calls and lies to the doctor so that she can get treated. Harry, poor Sporgo, had slept in the car all night waiting for them. And Hallam gets in the car and says, "Look, when we get home, just say
The
that
flight
flight
was
was late."
delayed.
And it's like, so we're all gonna lie about
We're all gonna lie to
everything.
everybody. Great.
Wonderful.
Beryl mentions to Agnes that they will be a part of the League of Health as long as allowances are made for Eunice so that she at least gets some time to herself, which
Right.
is good. Because they had already kind of agreed to being a part of a demonstration, like a torchlight demonstration of some kind in
In
the
the
middle
park.
of winter, in the middle of a park. And so,
Meanwhile,
anyway.
Hitler takes over Czechoslovakia.
Okay. Why
Because
did you say that so happily?
this is like, there are real things going on, and they're just like, oh, let's go and do gymnastics. Or
Well, first, Percy gives Hallam the biscuit box from the story. And
where did
then,
she find it?
I don't think it's hard to find. I
Oh,
think it
okay.
was just a sentimental thing that he kept because he won it and he like felt really good about that. And then, so as a consolation prize for, hey, thank you for flushing my unborn child down
Here's a
the
biscuit tin.
toilet. Here's a
Yay.
biscuit tin. And see, I listened. It's like, that's the bare minimum. Like, okay.
Oh,
Anyway,
it's so thoughtful. Percy's just great. No, she isn't.
and she pro
Bye.
and he probably still paid for it. Anyway, Agnes, Beryl, and Eunice perform the torchlight demonstration in the middle of the freezing cold. Anyway, that's the end of the
But
episode.
yeah, and they've got shorts and short sleeve shirts that are satin on. Insanity, but fine. What were your best parts?
See, my best parts are like little things. Like
Mine
the
are
League of
too.
Health and Beauty is hilarious. I
Well,
find it
that is
very
not a
funny.
best part for me,
No,
but
I
okay.
find it hilarious because it's so stupid. They look ridiculous.
Yes.
Beryl standing up for her and Eunice. I really like that. I like her, especially since Eunice doesn't really feel like she has a voice,
Yeah.
and she's a little bit more reserved. Beryl needs to be the one to step up for her. She's only 15, and
Yeah.
so it's just like you gotta help
Eunice's.
her. Eunice is,
Yeah.
yes. Then Agnes defending Blanche. There's a moment, it's either in this episode or the next one, when she's talking to Hallam and she mentions that she just got an invitation for only
Oh,
her,
that's the next one.
Hallam, is
That's the
it?
next one, yeah.
Anyway, she's ter not territorial, but she is
Protective,
protective
loyal.
and loyal. And I really like that change in Agnes. I like that she's has an a feels like she has an ally. And I'm glad that Blanche feels like she has an ally too. Johnny giving Spargo advice is adorable. It's very funny. And also Spargo in general, I really like him in this.
Yeah,
I
I
think he's
failed to put
really
him down because of all these.
him like just being like, Percy, I'm done with your bullshit is very refreshing considering everybody else and everyone else in Percy's life is not done with their bullshit. And Spargo
Well,
being
the
the only
Nazis are.
person, literally
I shouldn't say
Spargo.
all of the Nazis. The Nazi guy who got her pregnant is.
If you told me at the beginning of this series that I would be like rooting for Spargo in any way, considering he in the first season he was a full
True.
Nazi and now he's a reformed Nazi. And if you thought it,
He's a
I
Nazi in
that
remission.
and also Agnes even rooting for Agnes in the second season
Yeah.
after she was like, hey, send that Jewish girl back to Germany. Like, that's crazy. And
Yeah.
also, like, even Blanche started out so poorly, but now I'm rooting for her. It's like, okay, well, you can do a redemption arc, and then everybody else is on the trajectory, and I'm just so annoyed by it.
Is that all of your best parts?
That's all my best parts.
All right. My number one best part is the improved conditions for the servants. I think
Yes.
that's good. I like Beryl and Eunice in this one. I like Agnes having an arc. Like in the beginning, she's just being dumb and selfish. And then like, hey, I'm being dumb and selfish. She is redeemable, clearly. And I
Obviously.
like that for Agnes. I like that in this story. But that's it for the best parts for me. What were your worst
I
parts?
have so many. In all caps,
No.
Percy.
Yes.
Percy the fuck. She literally dug her own grave there. She decided that she was a kept woman by a Nazi, and she had unprotected sex, and she got pregnant. Big shocker there. You know what happens when you have sex? Sometimes you get pregnant. Big shocker there. And then she's like, "Oh, Hallam, help! Oh my God, I can't deal with it." And it's like, okay, if you don't want to keep the baby, don't keep the baby. That's whatever. That's your choice. But also,
It's
like,
also illegal at the
it's
time.
also illegal at the time. You're trying to coerce your brother-in-law and helping you break the law and endangering your life.
Endangering his position because
Exactly.
he is a earl
I
or
don't know. No,
baronet.
he's a baronet.
He's a baronet.
He's
He
a
is working for the
sir.
government. It's like,
There's so many things wrong with it. And then
no.
on top of everything else, it's like, hey, Spargo, do you not think about me sometimes? And he's like,
It's like,
no.
no, fuck off.
Fuck off, Percy. And then she's just a menace to society
She's
because
awful.
she notices when as you pointed out with Ag that talk with Agnes that, well, Hallam loves to have someone to save, which is literally his whole job in the Foreign Office, and that's why he would get so upset about like not being able to help other pa like foreign powers and stuff like that. And so he
She
her
goes.
immediately being like, all right, well, I'm gonna put myself in danger so that he loves me. I don't know, or
That
like helps me.
he helps him with this abortion, and it doesn't
And then
work.
he doesn't, and then she's
But
like, well,
then he
I'm gonna do it
does.
anyway.
But then he
But
does.
then he does because it's already
Right.
happened.
So yeah.
And so yeah, her whole thing, like, she does give him a box of biscuits, but that's it. That's the only thing she does that is not completely irredeemable.
Oh no, she's irredeemable. The biscuit thing is just trying to like sleep with him. No,
Yes,
it's
I
not
know.
happening.
Anyway, Hallam, for not keeping Agnes in the loop, tell your sister. Sorry, tell your wife. Percy, tell your sister. Hallam, tell your wife that her sister is has fucked up in the major way.
It's
And
not just the sleeping with people.
no, it's the consequences of the sleeping with people. Portia for publishing without permission and
Portia being horrible.
trying to keep Blanche like a pet. That is ridiculous. You should probably treat dogs better than you're treating Blanche. Are you fucking kidding me? Agnes for expecting too much from her staff. That's really short-sighted, but she grows. And Mr. Amajit being upset with Beryl for
Yeah,
trying
that was
to
just wrong.
get better things for her and the rest of the servants is
That was just
ridiculous. Him
wrong.
being like, well, you should just accept it. It's like, you do my workload and then we'll see how you feel.
Yeah, exactly. You're not doing any, well, he's doing stuff, but not like that.
No.
Yeah, my worst parts, of course, are Percy in all caps, Hallam, Portia. I didn't write down other stuff, but this was not a really good episode to me.
Oh, it was
What grade did
horrible.
you give this?
I don't know.
I gave it a B minus.
I gave
And
it a C.
I thought about giving it a C, but I know there are worse things coming, so
Oh no, they will get progressively
it
worse.
may be a
But
C.
I think it's
You
a
think it's a
C. I
C?
think it's a
Not a
C.
C plus, but a C.
I think it's a C.
Wow.
I think it's a C
Yeah,
because
that's fair. That's
I
fair.
think the worst as I and I said this after we watched it, but I think that even though I had a few best parts, they are heavily outweighed by the horrible shit that happens in this episode.
Yeah.
And it starts it well, it hasn't it doesn't necessarily start the trajectory downward, but it certainly is aiding it. And I don't like that. And I hate this episode particularly because they're trying to make the Hallam and Percy relationship less awful. by being like, oh, well, she listened to his little sad story about how Agnes took away his biscuit box
Well, and
and
he
she
took
gives him a
care of her when
biscuit
she had
box.
an abortion. No.
Like, that's what you should do anyway. But also, like, the fact that they're trying to redeem that relationship in any particular way is
We're trying to soften
insulting.
the blow. No, no,
No,
no, no, no.
I would be hard pressed to find a single goddamn person who likes them together. I would love to hear if anyone likes Percy and Hallam together because it is repulsive to
On
me
multiple
on
levels,
so
yes.
many levels. Percy is an irredeemable, stuck-up bitch who doesn't know her place, who is an immature. Oh my God, I could call her every name in the
Selfish.
book.
Yeah,
I hate her so
she
much.
is vain. I mean,
Oh,
vain,
she's literally
petty.
every. She is the seven deadly sins rolled into one person.
Basically, yeah.
She is
Except
the
Gluttony.
worst. She
Oh,
is
we're not Gluttony.
Satan. Ugh.
Yeah. Well,
She is
with
awful.
yeah, it's
She is
systemic.
the core part that is making everything around her turn to shit. It is the worst. I hate her so
We have so
much.
much more bad stuff to say, though. So we have much more bad stuff to say about a lot of things, but particularly about Percy. Because if you've not watched this show, you need to start watching it. There is drama coming. So we hope that you join us and
Cheers.
cheers.